on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A man's appeared in court charged with attempted murder following a suspected stabbing at a mental health unit in Dartford. Two people who work at the Bracton Centre are in a serious but stable condition in hospital after it happened on Sunday. 30-year-old Maya Grant, who doesn't have a permanent address, is also accused of arson with intent to endanger life. He's been remanded in custody until August the 1st.
KMFM News.
Three people have been shot dead in Lincolnshire. Police say the suspected gunman is among them. Anna has more for KMFM.
Officers were called to reports of a shooting near a swimming pool in Spalding's town centre this morning. Army personnel, paramedics and an emergency helicopter were also sent to the scene. Police say there's no indication it's a terrorist-related incident and no shots were fired by them. They're not looking for anyone else in connection with what happened.
Four people have been arrested following a high-speed police chase in a part of Kent early this morning. It started in Cheriton High Street at around 1:30 and ended on Crabble Road in Dover just before 2. The group, who are aged between 17 and 22, are being held on suspicion of theft of a motor vehicle.
KMFM News.
There's a warning to take extra care if you're heading out today as Kent's hit by a heatwave. The Met Office says the county could be hotter than Miami, LA and Hawaii with highs of 32 degrees. But the high temperatures have prompted warnings for children, older people and those with underlying health conditions. Andrew Scott Clark is Director of Public Health in the county.
We're not trying to be killjoys here and, you know, prevent everybody going out in the sun. You know, we've had fairly inclement weather over the last few months and now's the opportunity to get out. But what we're saying is get out, but actually be very sensible about that.
Meantime, Kent's beaches are already starting to fill up on what's set to be the hottest day of the year so far. Andy Webb runs Kent Surf School at Viking Bay in Broadstairs. He says it's about time.
We're expecting loads of people down, hopefully. Lots of people from London, local people. We've got lots of bookings as well for lessons, which we do quite a lot of.
Concerns are growing for a teenager who's been reported missing from Swanscombe. 13-year-old Aziz Rahman was last seen last Thursday morning. Officers believe he could be in London or Dover. We've tweeted his picture via at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
A new multi-million pound fire station has opened in Rochester as part of Kent Fire and Rescue's plans to modernise services in the county. Josh has been to have a look around for KMFM.
Okay, today, Josh, what we're going to do is fill a house full of smoke, and we're going to send you round with a breathing apparatus set on your back so you can understand the pressures and how exhausting it is to actually go around a building that's full of smoke.
For firefighters, going into a burning building is something they can expect to do every day. For me, wearing a heavy suit and with breathing apparatus weighing me down, it was a much more daunting challenge. From this brand new fire station in Rochester, the team responds to emergency calls from across the Medway towns. When they're not out on calls, the firefighters also practice certain exercises and improve their fitness at the on-site gym. The station also opens its doors to teenagers from across Kent to educate them about staying safe on the roads. Watch manager Paul Nash explains why this building works.
It's a fantastic building, really. Hopefully we don't need to come out too often to members of the public. However, when we are required, we're in a better position. We've got all the equipment on the newest fire engines that we can have, and we're available to be called out at the moment's notice.
Well, this is just one of a number of new environmentally friendly stations being built in the county, with similar designs planned for Chatham and Ramsgate.
And after lots of rumours, Pippa Middleton has confirmed she has got engaged to James Matthews. The businessman, who's the brother of Made in Chelsea star Spencer Matthews, popped the question to the Duchess of Cambridge's younger sister on Sunday. They say they're delighted and plan to tie the knot next year.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Russia could find out later whether it'll be kicked out of the Rio Olympics and Paralympics. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the World Anti-Doping Agency wants the country to be banned across all sports at the Games after an independent report found evidence of a government-led doping programme. The International Olympic Committee is holding emergency talks today. Former UK anti-doping official Michelle Verrican says a big decision needs to be made.
It's about the tolerance level level of the IOC. Are they willing to see the Olympic Games compromised? And I hope they are not, because really this will be the last time we ever entertain sport, really, in terms of fairness.
Elsewhere this lunchtime, it's understood Hull boss Steve Bruce has become the latest manager to be interviewed for the vacant England job. Sunderland chief Sam Allardyce remains the favourite to succeed Roy Hodgson. Jurgen Klinsmann and Eddie Howe have also been linked with the role. And in cricket, it's day three of Kent's county championship game against Sussex at Tunbridge Wells. A short time ago, the visitors were on 138 for three in their first innings, after the home side made 575 in their first go with the bat.
That's the latest. Next update's at two.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.